You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 139. And today, I want to share with you a breakthrough strategy that will help you close the gap on your results, stop procrastinating, and get unstuck in record time. You ready for this? Let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hello there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's your host, Profit Amplifier, Melanie Benson. I want to talk about one of the hidden profit amplifiers today that a lot of entrepreneurs haven't discovered for themselves that will make such a huge difference in their results. And we're tying it into my new quiz, The Hidden Profit Drains. If you haven't yet taken the quiz, I would highly encourage you to do that right now. Pause the episode, head over to your website or get on your smartphone if you have one, and go to rewiredforwealth.com. This quiz will ask you a series of questions that will help illuminate why you really haven't achieved your goals, why you really are struggling or procrastinating or, you know, having fear that takes you out of the game. It's so illuminating. And then once you take the quiz, I will give you access to my free book called Rewired for Wealth, and it will help dig a little bit deeper into how to train your brain for higher levels of success. So today's episode is going to take us a little bit deeper into one of the strategies I use to do brain retraining to help people get fired up and inspired and close those gaps. So if you haven't taken the quiz, rewiredforwealth.com, I'll also link it up in the show notes for you. Let me dig a little bit deeper into this idea of core values and how your values are shaping your success. Tony Robbins is somebody who I believe is just a master in the world of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP is often referred to. And he's often said that values are like a compass that directs your life. And that is what I learned about values probably close to 20 years now. The thing about a value, if you're not familiar with the word, values are basically concepts and words and ideas that act like a North Star for you. And they basically motivate you or demotivate you. They shape your thinking and they become part of your decision-making, whether you're conscious to it or not. And intrinsically, your values are guiding every decision you make about every part of your life, whether it's your career, your relationships, your health, your friendships, your parenting, and your business. Every area of your life is shaped by your decision making, which is guided by your value systems. And our values are often imparted on us as children. They are co-shaped, if you will, by parents and our culture. Oftentimes, important figures in our life guide us around their values without ever using that word, because they teach you how to think and believe. So what happens as entrepreneurs and people who are in charge of our own destiny is sometimes our values are out of sync with the results we want. And deep down inside, there are parts of us that are at war. We believe we're supposed to do A, B, and C, but it feels in conflict with something we want more of, right? Like money or success, or we want more clients, or we want, you know, better teams, right? Whatever that is, when our values are out of sync with our outcomes, we'll feel in conflict. And there becomes this tension and stress, like chronic overwhelm or even depression and anxiety, because the compass of our life feels out of sync with the life that we're living. Now, my greatest breakthrough I ever had was in, I believe it was like early 2003, late 2002, somewhere in there. I was going through neuro-linguistic programming training. Like, I wanted to learn how to retrain my own brain and then be able to give this gift to the lives of my clients, because I realized that most people were stuck because the way they thought their thinking, their beliefs, their ideas were holding them hostage somewhere they didn't want to be. And I was very attracted to this. I was just falling in love with this work and realizing that it was actually closing a gap in my own life, because I had so much knowledge about being a coach. I had so much, I'd gone through spiritual counselor training. I had my master's in project management, and I had so many different things that were coming together to support me, but I still was not living the life I wanted. And so in one of my trainings, we learned about values. And I've used the same process over and over and over again. I fine-tuned it a little bit to fit the model of the way I coach and mentor. But what I discovered was, and I want you to write this down, if what you want more of is not one of your top five values, you will never make time for it. And hence, you will never have more of it. It was a real breakthrough moment for me when I went through this exercise and discovered that what I wanted more of, which was prosperity and profitability, when I did the values exercise the way my mentor taught me, money wasn't even on my list. Like my compass was wired for making a difference, having fun, feeling connected to people. And these are a lot of important qualities. These are things that are important to me to this day. But when I was 10 values in and money was nowhere in that list, my mentor looked at me and said, "Are you surprised now why you are not doing the things that would actually deliver financial abundance?" It was a game-changing moment for me, and I'm very happy to say I've helped create that same clarity for many people using that same experience. Because when you realize that if you're not valuing something, you're not going to create time for it, you're not going to prioritize those activities, you're not going to make the decisions that allow that result to be in your life, then it actually a light bulb can go off and you can say, okay, so here in this moment, I either get to adopt that value, and I'll show you how to do that, or you have to let go of the illusion that you want that goal. It's that simple, my friend. So I've been working with some people in a very high caliber way in my mastermind group. And we've been in the conversation of values. And some of them have been bumping up against this goal that they've set for themselves and they're not making time for it. And what they are discovering is it always comes back to values. So I'm wondering, do you know what your top five values are? If you don't, then I want to encourage you to do some values work. And you can do the same exercises I'm taking my clients through by simply making a list of the things you value. Now, that's the first layer. But let me just tell you that our values can sometimes be a little hard to understand on our own, because we're used to being in our own head, right? Like we don't see things the same way. And we have to really go through some processes to dig deeper into values, because what you value and the way you write it down may be actually what are your priorities in life. But what you value is so intrinsic that if you don't have it, you will feel like you are out of sync with your life. So let me give you some examples that I've seen some of my clients over the years struggle with and have big breakthroughs when they start to realize what their real values were. So like you might value making money, right? So if you value making money, which is a very great value to have, but what can happen is because the value of making money is so strong, and maybe you have this deep project that you're passionate about and you want to like get this other thing off the ground, but you know you're going to have to sacrifice making some money to get it off the ground, then you go into conflict and you'll never make time for it, which is why you procrastinate on things that may not fit your top two and three values. So that was a big aha moment. Transformation. If you value transformation, like you value supporting people, helping provide transformation for them, you value transformation for yourself, and if your top three to five values are wrapped around things like that, my guess is you will probably be struggling with having enough money or having the feeling of abundance, of financial abundance. Because if money is not up there for you as an entrepreneur, now this is really important, as an entrepreneur, you have to have a value of financial abundance or prosperity or money or profitability in order to shape your decision making to do the things that help make that happen. And that doesn't mean you exclude anything else that's important to you, but you have to be willing to value the things that generate income to make time for them. The next one that I saw a huge breakthrough for a client many years ago was someone who valued learning and education. So they valued wisdom and continuing to grow. And this was a person who was in the coaching world. But what happened was the value was shaping her thinking that she always needed more education. And she had been to mentor after mentor after mentor, hired coaches, gone to masterminds, and she couldn't get past this procrastination technique that she developed, that she would invest in more training, but she would not invest in a team or the marketing or even the implementation steps needed to make her business work. So her value of learning education was overriding the other things that would actually deliver results. So keep this in mind. What you truly value, and I notice this the most in your top 3 to 5 values, is what you put into effort, what you put effort into, I should say, which actually delivers results. And this is really typically quite unconscious. I love how much values and the clarity of our values can impact the quality of your decision making. I was working with a woman named Pam, and Pam was someone who had like a gazillion ideas all the time, right? And she was one of those people that she had an idea, she would just start making it happen, and she had so many plates spinning. None of them were making money. None of them were getting done. She was super overwhelmed. Sound familiar? And we talked about priorities and values. And I actually created a decision-making formula for her because she was not making decisions that were aligned with her values, which was one of her top 5 values was time freedom. And the second one was prosperity. Like she wanted to make money. But when I had her do her values, that was not in her values. She was letting other things rise to the top. So we had to start to understand the difference between priorities and values. And ultimately what happened was she reshaped her entire business model to truly match her values. And she was so much happier. She actually had the time freedom and she was able to feel right with her world. And you've probably heard the word aligned. Well, she would felt aligned. And that's because she understood what her priorities were. She understood what her values were, and she understood how to basically validate those before she made a decision to move forward on something. Because she was just saying yes to things because they were fun ideas, and it did meet her value of fun, but that was not one of her core values. So this brings up a common question. What is the difference between a value and a priority? So when I have people do values exercises, oftentimes they're coming with words that are like, well, what's the difference between this and the priorities that I'm setting? Values are intrinsic. They are, think of them like they're part of your like North Star. And when they're aligned, when you're making decisions that are aligned with them, you'll feel right with your world. When you're going against those values, you will feel like a part of you is missing. Priorities can be your values, but they're often the short-term priorities, the short-term needs that you must meet, because if you don't, you'll be distracted by them. And a great example of this is someone who is having a cash flow crunch, but their top 3 values are time freedom, connection, and transformation. And so what's happening is their priority of cash flow is overriding their ability to do the thing they need, or their values are winning. And so they're going out and having lunch with friends, and they're enjoying their time freedom. They're going and doing the things they like to do with their day, but none of them have to do with their need being met of money coming in the door. And so they're in a panic and they're stressed. So priorities should be in alignment with your values. But if they're not, again, that conflict will become really deep. You'll start to feel friction and internal disharmony and stress. And you have to figure out how to get those in sync again. And it doesn't mean you can't take like 90 days to clean up some unmet needs and get those things resolved so you can get back into your values alignment. Sometimes we just have to pause, do the things that have to get handled, get them out of the way to be able to go deeper and connect with them. Now, I think that making decisions by understanding your values is probably the single most important thing you would do. As an entrepreneur, as a successful business owner, as a leader, we have to know what's important to us or else we'll build businesses and we'll make decisions that we later regret. And I call that putting your ladder on the wrong wall, like you saw someone else's business, you go, oh, that's a cool idea. I coached a woman one time who she'd been surrounded with people who had online businesses, and she kind of bought into the myth that there's passive revenue out there. She's like, cool, I'm going to do my thing online. And she, you know, hired me, paid me, you know, an exorbitant amount of money to coach her for 6 months. And then about 4 months in, she realized she didn't, you know, this was not in her values. And so she actually didn't want the online business anymore. We actually had a great opportunity to turn it around and turn it into something that she could leverage when she was speaking. So there was a gain in the end, but the process of it was excruciating for her. So when you know your values, you can make better decisions. You can invest your money more effectively. You can accelerate your results. Now, what do you do if you don't know what your values are? The first thing you do, as I mentioned earlier, is you need to start getting in sync with them. And one way you can do that is start to make a list of what feels important to you in your life and then challenge yourself. Like, is it, if I had this but not that, so if I had the top value but not the second value, you know, would I be okay? This is how we get to your top three, is you start to eliminate the things that you could live without, even if you didn't want to. And it becomes a very helpful way to start to really narrow down what is your top three values. Your top three values will be your compass. I like to use your top 5 to 10 for decision making. And it just depends on how much you know about yourself. And so you might want to start looking at what do you give your time to without even thinking about it. This is a common, very common thing, is that we, without even thinking about it, can like give our yes to things because it's kind of like habitual, or it's just the way we're wired. You know, you've probably said that about yourself. This is a sign of your values. But what we have to ask ourselves is, are these the values that deliver my results? So you can actually separate your life values from your success values. And the way you can access those is through something I call modeling. Now we're getting ready to do a modeling project in the mastermind because we're going to start to understand the values of the level of success someone desires. So when you're modeling, you can actually borrow values from people who have a level of results you admire and you would like. Now, it does take some research. You want to make sure that what you're valuing is aligned with the things that are important to you. But let's say someone values money and prosperity and you haven't, you can actually start to borrow the beliefs and the thoughts of that person to help you shape that value system. I did this with health one time. Like, I had a friend who was really great at prioritizing working out, and I wasn't. Like, it was at the bottom of my values list, even though I wanted to be healthy and I wanted to have energy. Like, the working out process was kind of low. And so I did this modeling process where I asked her, like, what is the thinking you have that would cause you to go work out every morning before you start work? And so I kind of got inside her head with her. Now, I'm giving you the short version of the project. But these are some powerful things you can do to start to understand, what would I need to value if this outcome in my life was easy for me? If I was on autopilot, like if I just naturally did the things that those people do that get them those results. And the last piece of this is start to become conscious of what you're saying yes to that is not aligned with your values and priorities. Like, sometimes we just get sucked in. And so I personally think that that's because some people value creativity, or they value ideas, or they value not being left out. They value the energy and the kind of the adrenaline rush of being busy. So you have to start looking at what causes you to say yes to things that aren't really getting you what you want. You have to take that value and pull it out and then reapply it to what you do want. Because what happens is we just get into these bad habits, right? So if you're not making time for what you really want, let's look at what you value, and then how could you apply that to the new thing? If you are valuing money, but you don't really have enough, and you're wishing you had more time freedom, well, how could having more money give you more time freedom? These are the things we have to look at. Now, I want to say one last thing. It is common to start to understand your values and recognize that some of them seem to be in conflict. I was working with a woman who, she had four children and one more on the way. And she deeply wanted to grow her business, grow the revenue from her business. She wanted to invite her husband in to be working with her. But she valued time with her children as much as she valued the idea of having a more financially successful business. So she felt in conflict. So I put her through the same process I teach in my Money DNA 2.0 program. And that is, and by the way, you can find out more about that once you take the quiz, if you go to the quiz I mentioned earlier. What she discovered was she, in her own mind, put those two values in conflict, because in her paradigm of the world, she didn't know anybody who had five children and was able to spend time with them and, you know, had a successful business. So we had to rewire and retrain her mind to see the people who could successfully do that so she could borrow their values. Now, that's basically the key behind understanding your values. And so let's bottom line it. If you want more of something that you don't have, you probably have not been valuing it. Otherwise, you'd be spending time on it. So I want to challenge you this week. Look at what do you want more of that you're not getting, write it down, and really look at what value would have to be in place in my life. What would I have to, like, you know, intrinsically believe in every fiber of my being that would make that an automatic behavior? I want to invite you into the Amplify Your Success community. We're going to have a conversation about this. So join us. Tell us, what are your values? I'm probably going to do a pop-up training later this week about it. So make sure you join us there. Find your values. Use them to make your decisions. Let them be your compass. This is Melanie Benson, your host. Thanks so much for listening in today. If you want to catch up on any of the show notes and circle back on any of the resources we shared in today's show, head on over to the show page at AmplifyYourSuccessPodcast.com. And remember, you amplify your results faster when you're in a community of other people who are moving and shaking. Join us at AmplifyYourSuccessCommunity.com. One last thing. When you've gained insight from today's episode, help us share that and inspire other people by heading over to iTunes, subscribing, and give it a review. iTunes absolutely loves seeing these reviews pop up, and it actually helps boost my show's visibility. So I would be super grateful for your reviews. And as always, I love seeing your shares of these episodes on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Come find me over there. Tag me in your shares. I'll give you some social media love right back. So see you next week for another inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success Podcast.